Laura, we're good to go.
All right. All you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Zoning Board of Adjustment order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman? Steve, you're muted.
Here.
Thank you. Mr.
Oh,
Tillery?
here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Riley?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, do you have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have three changes to tonight's agenda. Alicia Jimenez, 20 Mitchell Avenue, will be adjourned until August 14th with no further notice. Edgar Lopez on Howard Street will be adjourned until August 14th, 2025. He must notice. On Switch, 51 New England Avenue will be carried to September 25th with no further notice by the applicant. Those are all the changes that I have.
Okay, thank you. Before we start the meeting, I'd like to make a brief announcement. The zoning board in Piscataway here is a volunteer board. A lot of the members tonight have worked their full-time jobs today, and now they're volunteering their time this evening for you applicants. So I would ask that both the attorneys and the applicants be as concise as possible, but be brief in the possibility for us to get through this meeting in a timely manner. So I appreciate all cooperation. Let's call item number 7, 25-ZB-49V, Kazi Uden.
Is Kazi Uden present?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Please raise your right hand. You swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, explain to the board why you're here, please.
I'm here because I want to actually redo my fence. I want to redo my fence, and then I'm requesting the board that to approve my fence to be moved 15 feet outwards. So that would also remain another like 15 feet from the water street. Just to redo my fence.
Okay. Jonathan, you want to jump in here?
Sure. We're requesting that the fence be brought in an additional 3 feet from the property line to make it half of what's required for the zone. 18 feet where 35 is required. Additionally, we're going to condition with the approval of landscape buffer to screen the white vinyl fence along Water Street. And we'll be happy to work with you on the design and installation of that.
Mr. Uden, if those terms are acceptable, I can pretty much tell you we can move forward with this right now.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear what the recommendation was.
There's two recommendations. We're going to move the fence 3 additional feet in to make it 18 feet from the property line. That's the first one. Then the second one is we're going to require plants along the outside of the fence along Water Street.
So I can, you're saying that I can move the fence how much? Like
3 feet. To make it total 18 feet from the property line.
Instead of 15, it's going to be 18. Okay. You're going to have to buffer the fence with landscaping.
Okay, I can.
If you can do that, I can take a vote right
yes,
now.
Yes, I can.
Any other members
I
of the
can
board
do that.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thanks. Call roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Uden, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you.
Okay, thank you. Do I need to go to the city to talk to anyone for anything?
No, I'll email you.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Good night, sir.
Do you want me to drop over the call? Thank you. Bye.
I think we're good. Okay. Item number 825-ZB-50V, Omar Hagab.
Is Omar Hagab present?
Yes, I'm present.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, could you explain to the board why you're here?
Okay, I'm here because, I've been living in 382 Williams Street for over 20 years, and the fence has been in the same spot. And after I replaced some panels that fell during a storm, I was notified that the fence was too close to the sidewalk. So I'm here for a variance because I'm on a quiet dead end street, and it's been like this for over 20 years.
Okay, Mr. Mizrahi, could you jump in here?
We're going to request the half width of what's required for the zone. So we'd like to see the fence be brought in 18 feet from Wildwood Drive. We noticed a lattice fence enclosure on the corner. What's inside that lattice fence area? Does that still exist?
Yes, it's empty. And I sent Laura a picture of it, but I just sent it right before this meeting. So,
Sorry.
Okay. The condition of the shed, is that in good shape? Does it need to be repaired?
No, the shed is good. I also sent a picture of where I removed it from.
Do you understand if the shed does need to be replaced or substantially repaired, it needs to be relocated to a conforming location?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then in addition to moving the fence, we're also going to require the landscaping along Wildwood Drive.
Okay. Could you explain what that means, sir? Do I have to plant something there?
So in the staff report, we break it down shrubs spaced 3 to 6 feet on center. And then those shrubs need to be between 18 to 24 inches in height. You can install them. It's an easy size to install yourself, or you can get a landscaper to help you. We can work after the call on what type of shrubs, but we give you a good leeway so that way it can be something that you'd also like as well.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Hagab, if you can agree to those terms, I can say we can move forward with this right now.
Who's back for the 25 feet?
Is there anything I can do about the distance of the fence?
Yeah, unfortunately, even if it was installed 50 years ago, it's in a non-conforming, it's an illegal fence. The fact that it got caught 20 years later is just, you know, unlucky for you at this point, you know. But it's something that the township normally regulates. Is it 35 feet, Jonathan, normally?
Yes, for this zone, it's 35 feet.
All right, so, you know, it could be worse.
Which is in line with the front corner of the house. So that would, to give you an idea of how far that would be coming in.
Okay.
All right, so 18 feet, shrubs, and if anything happens to that shed, it cannot be replaced in that spot. It's got to go someplace that's conforming, okay?
Yes, sir.
No problem, great. Any members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm gonna go to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
Shoo.
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this.
I love this town.
Yeah. Make a motion.
Who's second? I'm sorry.
Artie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Artie. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application as amended has been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Item number 925-ZB-46V, Edith Spruill.
Is Ms. Spruill present?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I have a fence and a shed, and it's impacting the easement at the corner of my house. And I'm asking for a variance. I think it's a zoning variance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. The shed is, excuse me, the fence is located down the middle of the easement area. So, and it's existing, so we're not anticipating any interference with utilities. Right. The shed is 10.7 feet in height, which is a little bit too tall for what we require. Is it in good condition? Is it going to need to be repaired anytime soon?
It's in good condition, and I have no leaks or anything. So right now it's in very good condition.
Okay. So just like the last applicant, if it does need to be repaired, it's going to have to be brought down in size and be okay. moved to a conforming location.
Okay.
You're going to need to enter a memorandum of restriction in order for any permits to be issued. So all that okay. means is if we need to access the easement area, you're mm-hmm. responsible for removing the fence, the shed, or anything else that's in the way. Do you okay. agree to that?
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. So great. That's awesome. Thank you, Ms. Brill. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to go to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this app.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ma'am, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great night. Night.
Okay. Thank you. Shall I sign off now? Or you want me to stay?
Yeah, no. You don't. We have to be here. You don't. You
can sign off.
Okay. I don't want to cut.
Have a great evening.
Off. Okay.
Have
thank you. All right.
Laura, I'm jumping over 10, right, Jim and Laura? Jumping over 10?
Yes, right to 11.
Okay. Let's go to item number 11, 25-ZB-43V, Talak Raj Soni.
Is the applicant present?
I saw him on earlier, Mr. Soni.
Mr. Soni, are you present?
So mute.
I don't see him. I did see him when we first signed on.
Okay. Well, let's jump over him. We'll come back to number 11. Like I said, in the interest of expediting this meeting, let's jump over to item number 12, which is 25-ZB-48V, Eric Pekonski.
Yep, that's me.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes, I'm applying for a variance for a fence trying to put in my backyard. My house is on a corner lot, so the side fence would be going within the front yard setback. So I'm just trying to get it to the same as the neighbor who's directly across the street from me, who's also on the corner.
Okay. Jonathan, busy man tonight.
Mr. Pekonski, this is going to sound very familiar. We're going to request half of what's required for the zone. So that would be 25 feet from Crestwood Street property line, where 50 is required. That's from the property line, not from the curb.
Okay.
Okay. And then we're also going to require a landscape screen as well. So those are the only two conditions that we have for this application.
Okay. If it's a shorter fence than the 6 feet that I'm requesting, does that change how close to the property line it can be?
If it's a 4 foot fence and 50% open, you can go up to the property line how you have it shown in your diagram.
Okay.
And if you're considering changing it, I would go for the variance for the 6 foot fence, which you're presenting right now. And then when you apply for your permit afterwards, you can propose a 4 foot, 50% solid.
Okay, got it. And then also just to check, because the neighbor across the street has the same fence and is directly on the property line, there's no...
Likely an illegal construction.
Yeah, it happens a lot where the neighbors have an illegal fence up. we can't grant you permission to put up an illegal fence because they do. They'll probably be getting a visit from Piscataway's code enforcement department.
Okay. And then also just one more question too is on the landscape buffer, is it possible to put it inside the fence so that the deer don't eat it? Or
we'll work together on deer resistant selections, but the intent is to minimize the visual impact of the white vinyl to the neighboring properties.
Okay, got it.
There's stuff on the market that deer do not eat, and a lot of times Jonathan will recommend that type of shrub or brush. So there's ways around it.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
sorry. Yeah, I was just
going to ask. Agree. You go first.
Okay. No, I was just going to ask. So to confirm, the closest with the 6 foot that I could go would be 25 feet from Crestwood Street.
25 feet from the property line.
Okay.
So if from the curb, I believe it's 10 feet from the curb to the property line. So it'd be 35 feet from the curb approximately.
Approximately. Okay.
And so then, we can move ahead on that tonight, approve it. If you change your mind and decide to go with a 4 foot, 50%, you can put that fence up on the property line.
I could put that on the property line if it was 4 foot.
50%.
And 50%. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
So you have that option. Okay.
Okay. Would I need to come back to the board to request
not
that?
Not for the 4 foot. 50% solid. No.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Sound good?
Yep. Agreed. Okay. Thank you.
Any members of the board have any questions or comments for Mr. Pekanski or with this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. We'll send that document to you.
Thank you.
Have a good night, sir.
You too.
Laura, can you tell me if Mr. Sony is on?
Yes.
Okay.
He has to unmute himself. Mr. Sony, you're muted. There you go.
Hi. Good evening. Oh. Good evening. I'm sorry. I could not connect before.
It's okay. Well, I'm glad we doubled back to you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Sony, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth? Do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Your name, please.
Telekaraj Sony.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes. We would like to do the extension for the home. So my dad is 84 years old. So right now we have a problem. Like he cannot move too much. Only with the wheelchair, you know, we can move him around. And
for a minute,
and we want to do the extension for. And we are asking.
Hold on a second. What is your name?
My name is Ranjit Sony, RJ Sony.
Okay.
We have to swear you in.
Could you raise your right hand?
Yes, please.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead. Please continue.
Oh, okay. So we want to do the extension for the home so I can move in with my dad and my family. So we are looking for extra 223 square feet so we can make two additional bedrooms and extend the kitchen.
Okay. Jonathan, can you jump in here, sir?
Certainly. The floor plan, Mr. Sony, is a little confusing to us. We're hoping you can clarify a few things.
Sure.
You're going to have to enter a deed restriction that this is for residential use only. Let me just open up the plan here.
That is no problem at all. We will do
on
that.
On the first floor plan, it appears that there's a the lower level plan, it appears that there's a side entrance into a lounge with an office space. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, you know, I'm a CPA. So usually clients, you know, drop me the papers. So I was thinking to put my office downstairs, but I'm just going to keep the office only, and not the clients will not be coming to meet. We can make the test. We will not make the entrance from that side then.
We wouldn't allow the business to operate inside the dwelling. It would have to be in a separate location. It would not be allowed.
Yes, business will be. I have a current office, so then I will not. I will have the office in there, but I'm not going to be meeting the clients there. So it's going to be home office for my own use.
Understood. Okay, that's acceptable. So, removing the lounge should help you reduce the footprint. We're not going to allow you to go over your building coverage. You are at, hold the report here, 23.9% proposed building coverage. We're not going to go over 20%. Okay, so you're going to have to revise your floor plan.
Yeah, but then I will not have the complete set because the kitchen is going to be only 9 feet from upstairs, because that's the whole reason was for the going to the variance, because this way I will have the extension to the kitchen for like
there's other variances that can be granted without allowing the coverage to be granted, like your front yard, your rear yard, your shed, your garage needs to be revised to a conforming size.
Shed, I can remove it because shed, I don't even need it.
Okay, that'll help with your building coverage. We're not going to allow over 20% for the building coverage. So there needs to be. You have a bathroom with every single bedroom that could be reduced.
No, but then the problem is the other main bedroom. It's going to be smaller in area because my kids are working from the home. So we need everybody needs a desk and table in the room, so they don't have the office place.
I understand a desk and table, but we're talking about restrooms attached to the bedrooms. If you do not want to revise the floor plan, we can allow the board to vote on the matter, but I'm trying to come to a compromise.
I mean, the only thing is we are looking for the homes everywhere, and right now, we could not succeed in getting the home. So we can sell this. So the only option now, this one is the only option we have left with, because wherever we bid, somebody overbid us. So that's the problem. I don't know if you could help us out in getting this thing done. I mean, we are ready to do any other things, testimonies, everything is acceptable.
Well, clearly it isn't, because Jonathan's made three suggestions and you don't want to. Does every room have to have a bathroom? I mean, my house, I have 2.5 beds, five bedrooms. So every room in my house doesn't have a bathroom. So I'm just saying you have to compromise with us. You're asking for a big piece of the pie, and we're going to give you some pie, but you got to work with us.
Right.
You can't take the whole thing.
Just if you can please
Mr.
give us.
Chairman, maybe I could interrupt a second. We've
Please,
had cases similar to this where the applicant comes and meets with the township staff, and my recollection is most of them get resolved in that process.
I agree.
And it may make sense for this applicant to sit down with Jonathan and see what his options are.
Is that meet with you?
I think trying to do it on the fly right now, he's not going to be satisfied.
Yeah, I can read the temperature of the board, and it's not going to fly tonight, Mr. Sony, with what you want and with what the township's proposing. However, John said something that makes a lot of sense. The two of you sit down, you go over each aspect of the application. Jonathan will tell you where the township is willing to compromise, and then you're going to have to compromise, and we'll get this thing done. Sure. So I would say put this off. How many meetings in August there, Laura?
One.
Just one.
August 14th.
How loaded is that?
Just as loaded as this one, but it doesn't matter. Somebody messes something up, so we could do August.
Okay. Mr. Sony, I think that'd be the best course right now, to be honest with you. let's move this application to next month. But between now and next month's meeting, you come into Jonathan's office and you sit down and iron this out.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Okay.
Sure. I don't think you'd be happy with the outcome if we voted on this tonight.
Sure.
Okay, so anyone here on the project, Sony application, it is going to be adjourned until August 14th with no further notice from the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight.
Thank you.
We'll see you in August.
Okay, so thank you
very much. Thanks for your help.
Let's move on to item number 13. Richard Truong, 25-ZB-53V.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yeah, sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, put your hand down, explain to the board why you're here.
Yes.
You can put your hand down. Okay, explain to the board why you're here.
Yes, I'm here because I plan to install the fence around the house. And it just happened that one side of the fence would be in the middle of the easement. And I'm applying for the variance.
Okay. Jonathan, sound like a broken record tonight. I'm sorry.
We believe this easement is well suited for the fence to go down the middle of it. So we're requesting a utility mark out prior to the fence being installed, just to make sure we're not hitting anything underground. We won't require a landscape buffer, and you will also have to enter a memorandum of restriction. So as I explained before, we will not issue any permits until you sign a memorandum of restriction stating that if the township needs to access the easement, you're responsible for moving the fence, shed, or any other improvement in that area.
Understood.
Okay. Is that okay? And the condition of the shed, does it need to be repaired or replaced anytime soon?
Well, the shed, when I purchased the house and moved in last year, it was in a very bad shape. So the only thing left from the shed is like the, you know, the platform. So a few blocks left there. So
okay. So we will not allow you to rebuild the shed in the same location. You will need to come in for a permit to put up a new shed, and then you will show us where you will put it in a conforming location. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any members of the board have any questions or comments? Nothing. All right. Going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document. At our next meeting, we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. Item number 14, 25-ZB-55V, Amanda Miskov.
Is Amanda Miskov present?
I'm here.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, could you explain to the board why you're here?
I am asking for a variance. Surprised to put up a 6-foot vinyl fence on a corner lot. We live on the corner of Montgomery and Evans is the issue there.
Okay. Again, broken record. Jonathan, you want to jump in?
We're requesting 12 feet where 25 feet is required off of the property line from Montgomery Street and landscape screening along the fence frontage on Montgomery Street. And the shed will need to be relocated once it's time for it to be repaired or replaced.
Got it.
Is that okay with you, Ms. Scott?
Yeah, just like why 12 feet? Just wondering.
25 feet is required, so yeah. We're offering half of the required amount. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I second it.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Miskoff, your application has been approved as amended. We will memorialize it in a written document and we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Go to item number 15, 25-ZB-56V, Griselda Garcia.
Yes.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
It's true, yes.
You're going to have to lower something down. You're getting a lot of feedback.
You're getting feedback here, Griselda.
A lot of feedback.
How's that?
Much better.
No, that's worse. You're on the phone and you're on your computer.
Yes.
Shut the phone off then if your computer is
working. Okay. Perfect. How's that?
Of course, you could explain to the board while you're here.
There you go. I don't think she heard you, Jim.
Ms. Garcia, can you explain to the board why you're here?
Oh my God. I guess you can. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Well, the reason I'm here is for a variance that started with my deck that I would like to build. And in that variance, also the shed and the fence, I guess, was added. So the was requesting to build a 20 by 20 deck that seems to not have the approval. So that's pretty much the three things, the shed, the fence, those things.
And the deck, understood. Let's get the township expert to give his side of the story over here, if we could. Jonathan?
Yes. So for the fence and the shed, we'll have you enter a memorandum of restriction, just like the other applicants you've heard this evening. We will not allow any permits until that memorandum of restriction has been signed. Can you tell us a little bit more about the shed? Is it in good shape?
Well, I bought the house 20 years ago. The shed is in the same place that it was. It's a wooden shed. It's in, fairly good condition for the years that it's been there. And it's good.
Okay. Then we'll allow it to remain. Once it's time to replace it or to substantially repair it, we'll ask it to get moved to a conforming location.
Okay.
And then is the paver patio still present on the property?
It's old, but it's still there.
Okay.
It came when I bought the house, so it's very...
Understood. So the deck is encroaching 13 feet into the rear yard setback. So it's a 25-foot rear yard setback, and the deck is sited 12 feet from that property line. We would like to see that brought in a little bit more, considering the size of the patio paver as well.
What would you suggest?
Let me get my scale. We can... Maybe we could say a 12-foot deck.
You mean 20 by 12?
Yeah.
Can we do 20 by 15 then?
I don't think that's a problem. I think the board would look favorably upon that, ma'am.
20 by 15 would have a 17-foot rear yard setback where 25 is permitted.
Mm-hmm. That's more than, that's a good deal, man.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, John. Ms. Garcia?
Yes.
Is that, does that sound like something you'd agreed upon?
Well, I would have liked a little more, but if that's what you...
Everybody likes more, always happens.
If that's what you are, you know, allowing, then that will be good.
It's a good deal, ma'am. I've been doing this 25 years.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I make a motion to agree to approve this application.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. We'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on to item number 16, 25-ZB-28V, Delton Black.
Is Delton Black present?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Mr. Black, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes, sir.
Do you
yes,
swear sir. The testimony yes, you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir. I do.
Thank you. Explain to the board why you're here, please.
So I am doing a garage, which already had a variance, I believe in 2018. I was able to start my construction. My concrete contractor saw a deficiency in which it didn't look good where it was positioned originally. So he moved it in towards my property line as opposed towards the street. He pushed it into my property line. And so we're off 4 feet by the original variance. I believe it's about 4 feet. And I was asking to see if I can use the foundation concrete. We poured 15 yards of concrete with half inch rebar, and it was inspected. It was approved. It was poured. And when we did the foundation location, it wasn't exactly where it should have been. So I am requesting the variance for those 4 feet.
Jonathan, can you jump in here, sir?
Yes. So you're correct. 2018, you were approved for an 860 square foot accessory structure. What you came in with this application is almost 808 square feet. So I feel comfortable, you know, it's a sizable concrete slab. I feel comfortable allowing that foundation slab to remain. But have you conform with the size of the structure that you got approved under in 2018 with the setbacks, the height, and the location?
I am complying. I believe I'm 4 inches from the neighbor's house. As it was, the fence of the neighbors wasn't exactly where it should be placed. All my neighbors are taking a good amount of space from my yard, which I really don't mind. I just would like to be able to keep the solid structure that I did. And no repair is going to be as strong as a poured concrete foundation as it is right now. So I believe it's like 180, 200 feet additional. It wasn't on purpose. It was completely on accident. And the repair would be extremely costly and very time consuming.
Do you have, are the footings for the vertical posts for the garage, is that rebar exposed and tied into the slab?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And it was inspected and approved previously.
Right. The installation was inspected, but that wasn't a zoning review. So that's why when you submitted the as-built, that's when it got picked up here. So just if it was reviewed in that sense, doesn't give you approval. I don't feel, I understand this was a mistake that was made in the field with it being, or not a mistake, it sounds intentional that if the contractor wanted it in a different location, but I don't feel comfortable providing that relief tonight.
Okay.
This applicant was granted a variance for an oversized shed back in 2018. He's now before the board in 2025 for a significantly larger shed than what was granted in 2018. He just has not provided proofs that satisfy the land use law in New Jersey to be awarded variances for this size shed or garage.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable with this either. Granted, it's not your fault, but it's your contractor, and that's something that maybe you should take up with him and private litigation, maybe. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for Mr. Black? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone on the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'm going to deny this application, make it a suggestion. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Weissman?
A yes is in agreement with the chairman.
Yes on the motion.
Okay. Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes on the motion.
Mr. Patel?
Yes on the motion.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes on the motion.
Mr. Blount?
Yes on the motion.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Black, we will memorialize this denial in a written document and we'll send that document to you for your review.
Can I simply before this is over, sir?
Sure, please.
So if I do with enclose it to the specs of the original plan, I'm still 4 inches or 3 inches off from one of the neighbor's house. Is there any way you can approve me if I enclose it to the correct length, that the width for the four inches be acceptable? Because it is 4 inches.
Hey, Jonathan? You're muted, Joe.
Yeah, I put my drawing away. I have to take it back out. So four inches from the property line?
4 inches from the neighbor's property line, correct. So it was supposed to be 7 feet. I believe it's 6.4, 6.6. It's inches away from the one of the neighbors.
And that would result in how far of a distance on the other side?
The other side is, I believe, 2 inches off, but one side is about 4 to 6 inches off. So one side is a problem, as I spoke to one of the inspectors. And based on the length of it, I'm willing to reduce it with my contractor. But the other side, I would have to pour another 10 yards of concrete to repair that for the 4 inches or 6 inches difference. So I'll enclose it from the length, but the width is fine. It's harder for me to enclose than length.
I understand it'd be more difficult to rectify, but it's still not what was approved.
Okay. And I wouldn't be able to, after all this with the variances, just get those 4 inches of pardon so I can reduce the space to exactly what you had given me in 2018.
Mr. Chairman, I defer to you.
Rather than negotiate this during the meeting, perhaps we can adjourn the matter and allow Mr. Black to meet with Jonathan, and then we can listen to Jonathan's opinion and decide what to do at the next meeting.
Okay,
Mr. Black.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So, anybody here in the Delton Black matter? It's going to be carried to August 14th with no further notice except this announcement.
We'll get a date out to him and let them talk.
Yeah, Mr. Black, you'll meet with Mr. Mizrahi.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Item number 18, 25-ZB-47V, James Biro.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
Good evening. Go ahead, counsel.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Good evening. My name is Jordan Friedman of Estol and Sullivan. We're the attorneys for James Biro, the owner of the premises located at 347 Rock Avenue. We're here tonight seeking a certificate or approval of a certificate of nonconformity. According to property tax records, the premises were constructed in 1914 and they've been listed, some time ago, they were listed as a two-unit multifamily dwelling. And that was on the 1956 property tax card and as a three-family dwelling in subsequent years. Today, the property is used as a three-family dwelling. Each unit has a separate entrance, mailbox, kitchen, bathroom. There are separate connections for electric, gas, and sewer. The property has a wide driveway, which permits the parking of two vehicles for each unit. The township has taxed the property as a three-family dwelling. It has also issued certificates of occupancy on that basis. Mr. Biro acquired the property in 1990. At the time of the purchase, the property was used as a three-family as it is today. The property is located in the R75 zone. As I said before, we're here to get a certificate of nonconformity if approved. In connection with any approval, the applicant proposes to convert the dwelling back to a two-family dwelling and to continue to use it as such. Mr. Biro believes that the structure and proposed use qualify as a nonconforming use and structure pursuant to NJSA 40:55D-68 and requests that the board issue a certificate of nonconformity. In support of the application, we submitted various documents, including municipal tax records, and they include the 1956 tax assessment record, listing the property as a two-family, the 1974 tax assessment record, listing the property as a three-family dwelling, and a more recent assessment record, which lists the property as a three-family as well. Also, we've included in the application the 2007 deed. You should know, as I said before, Mr. Biro has owned the property since 1990, but when he became an American citizen, he changed his name, and in connection with that, changed his name from Tara Biro to James Biro. We've included site photos, floor plans, and copies of certificates of occupancy, which were issued in 1989 for apartments 1, 2, and 3. Mr. Biro is here with me, and if the board cares to hear testimony from him, I'd like to ask him some questions.
Sure, please proceed.
And Mr. Biro, can you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
James Biro.
Address?
311 Church Street, South Plainfield, New Jersey.
Thank you. Go ahead, Counselor.
Thank you. Mr. Biro, are you the owner of 347 Rock Avenue?
Yes.
And for how long have you owned the property?
Back in 1990 to now.
Okay. And at the time that you purchased the property, what did you think you were buying? What kind of dwelling do you think you were buying?
A multifamily.
And how many units did you believe that the property had?
Three.
Okay. Mr. Keneally, do all the board members have the documents that were submitted?
All the board members have all of the documents that were submitted. It's quite a file that they each have.
Okay. Mr. Biro, are you familiar with a survey that was prepared on your behalf?
Yes.
And specifically, I'm referencing a survey by Parker Engineering and Surveying dated November 25th, 2024.
Yes.
And do you have a copy of that in front of you?
Yes.
Does the survey, which we submitted to the board, show a house, a macadam driveway, and a gravel parking area?
Yes.
And are those three things still at the premises?
Yes.
Now, in our application, we put in there that there was a garage. Is there a garage?
There is no garage. I purchased the property without a garage.
So the inclusion of any reference to a garage was a typographical error on our part, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Turn to the next page. Mr. Biro, we also submitted floor plans of apartments in the dwelling. Are you familiar with those floor plans?
Yes.
Did you prepare them?
Yes, I did.
And you prepared them on graph paper?
Yes.
Okay. And did you prepare a plan for apartment number one?
Yes.
And is that the ground floor apartment in the dwelling?
The first floor.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you also prepare a floor plan for the apartment on the second floor?
Yes.
Okay. Did you also prepare a floor plan for the basement area?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Keneally, that is something I'd like to introduce as an exhibit. We did not submit it prior to the 10-day deadline. May I share my screen?
I received it earlier today. We'll mark that as A1 with today's date.
Thank you. Would you like me to put it up on the screen for everyone's benefit?
Laura, did all the board members get that today or just me?
I honestly don't remember. I had 12 applications today. I'm sorry.
Why don't you put it up?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you can share your screen for that.
All right. I'll have him describe the floor plans, and I'll save the basement one for the end. Mr. Biro, can you describe for the board what you depicted in your floor plans for the apartment on the first floor and the apartment on the second floor? Can you describe what's in the apartment one floor plan?
This is a bedroom. This is a bedroom. This is the kitchen. And this is the living room. And here is the bathroom.
Okay. Could you describe the contents of apartment two as depicted on the floor plan you prepared?
This is the kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and the living room.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to share my screen.
Please do.
Okay. Turn to the next page. All right, Mr. Biro, on the computer screen, the board has a copy or can see the basement floor plan. Can you describe what you have depicted in the basement floor plan?
Yes. This is a step on the first floor goes down to the basement. This is an open area. There's a window here, a window here, and there's a water meter here. As you stepped out, there's a door here, and this is the laundry room. This is an open space here. You come around in here. This is a door. In here is the utility rooms. Two hot water tank, three furnace, two electric panel, two-gas meter.
And who has access to the basement?
Only the fourth floor apartment, our tenants.
And that is not used for living quarters? Is
no.
that correct?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, is it okay if I stop screen sharing because I'm done with this exhibit?
That's fine. Yeah, please.
Mr. Biro, on your behalf, we also submitted some pictures of the site. Can you turn to that
yes.
page of your packet?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Biro, are you familiar with these photos?
Yes.
Did you take them?
Yes, I did.
About when did you take these photos?
Back in June of last year, June or July.
Okay. So on the first page, starting on the left side of the page, because there are two photographs, can you describe the picture on the left side of the page?
Yes. This is the front of the building. The front step, you walk up in the porch, and there's a left and a right side door. The left door is for the apartment on the first floor. The right side door is the apartment for the second floor.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure that you're reviewing, or at least you're seeing the pictures in the order in which they were presented in the application, because the pages were not numbered. So I hope that description matches with what you think you're seeing.
I think that his testimony was more than clear. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Biro, on the right side of the page, could you describe what that picture depicts?
Yes, this is one of the building. The front porch, that's the first floor. The second floor is where the three window is, and the third floor is where the two window is.
Okay. Could you flip to the next page?
Yes.
All right. On the left side of the page, there's a picture. Could you describe what's depicted there?
That's the front of the building on the right side, along with the side of the building on the right side.
And on the right side, I'm sorry.
The second floor, you can see there are three windows on the right side. And the third floor, you can see one window on the third floor with two windows in the front.
Is there anything else you want to add about that picture? Or should we move on to the next one?
We can move on.
Okay, on the right side of the page, there's a picture. Could you describe the contents or what's depicted in that photo?
That's the side of the driveway of the building along with the driveway. And the first floor, you got the four windows. The second floor, you got the four windows. The third floor, you got the two windows.
Is there anything else you want to add about that picture?
No.
Can you flip to the next page? Okay, on the left side of the page, there's a picture. Can you describe
that?
That's
the back
depicts?
Of the building. The first floor, there are two doors there, one window. Up on the second floor, there are three windows, along with the back parking lot of the building.
And those cars that are depicted there have permission to use?
The tenants use it as the parking lot.
Okay. On the right side of the page, there's another picture. Could you describe what that depicts?
It's a parking lot along with the tenant's car and the two doors in the back of the building. And the one window is for the first floor. And on the left side, you can see a door there to go down to the basement. On the second floor, there's three windows there. Along on the roof on the top.
Is anything to add about that picture?
No.
Can you turn to the next page? On this page, there are two more pictures. Do you see the one on the left side of the page?
Again, this is the, from the back side, this is the right side of the building along with the driveway. You got four windows on the first floor, four windows on the second floor, two windows on the third floor. And you got a back step with two windows in the top, one window show on the bottom, first floor.
Okay, and then on the right side of the page, what does that photo depict?
That is the right side from the front, or you can say the left side from the back, along with the fence of the next door neighbors.
Okay. Can you turn to the next page? This page has two pictures. Can you describe what's depicted on the photo, in the photo on the left?
The photo on the left is the two doors in the back, along with the two steps, one window on the first floor, three window on the second floor. And the right side of the picture is the step that goes up to the second floor.
And that's from inside the building?
Yes, inside the building.
Okay. And then on the next page, there is one photo, and what does that depict?
This is inside the basement.
So that's a stairwell that goes down, yes, into the basement?
To go down, yes.
Okay. Right, do you have any other comments about the pictures?
No.
Okay. Regarding the utilities that service the building, is there hot water heaters in the building?
Yes, there's two hot water heater and three furnace.
Okay. And are there any air conditioning units?
No, they use window units.
Okay. And is the building metered for gas and electric?
Yes.
And how so?
Pardon me?
How many meters are there?
There are 2 meters, electric meters, and there are 2 gas meters.
One meter served
the second and third floor. One electric meter served the second and third floor.
Okay.
1 meter served the first floor. 1 gas meter served the first floor. 1 gas meter served the second and third floor.
Okay. And water.
One water meter, which I pay the water meter bill.
Okay. And have we had an opportunity to review the township's tax records regarding the property?
Yes.
Okay.
The board has the tax records. I don't think you need to go through them. I know that they say that it's a two family and at times a three family. What we do need some testimony on is it's currently used as a three family. What steps are going to be taken to remove the third unit?
I get to understand from the township that the 347 Rock Avenue is not zoned to be as a three family in that area.
So
they are the one who told me to start to do this and do without the third floor.
To answer your question as well, Mr. Keneally, all three levels are inhabited by tenants. In connection with an approval, the tenant on the third floor will be vacating the premises. There's no pending eviction. There are no proceedings to make that happen. Just to be sure, I'm giving you the fullest answer that we can. But in order to convert this back to a two-family, Mr. Biro will take all steps necessary to ensure that it is used only as a two-family dwelling.
What would be what would the third floor be used for? Storage?
Yeah, storage. No more. I'm going to remove the kitchen and just leave it open.
And the doorway that would lead to that third floor, would that be taken off and sealed? Or?
No, I can remove it. It's a part of the building.
Okay. Proceed, please, if you have any more.
And I believe removal of the kitchen is key.
I think you also should add that that area becomes storage for the second floor unit, as the basement is the
first floor
space for the first floor.
Makes sense.
Get it on a plan that's part of the file.
Are you in agreement, Mr. Byron?
Are you going to address the accessway to this property?
What do you mean?
You and I discussed this afternoon. The driveway doesn't have an easement to either this property or the adjoining. And it's my opinion that it has to have something there to ensure access. And my suggestion was that you pursue that with your neighbor, and it would be a condition of approval. If it can't be done, you would have to come back to this board and explain why. But I think for both your standpoint and community relations, you really need to have an easement with your neighbor that you both can use this driveway. Because the way it stands now, I mean, you can't put a fence down the middle because you couldn't get to your parking lot, but the neighbor could. That's my recommendation. I don't know if you've discussed it with your client or not, but.
No, we were fully prepared for your comments. To add to the discussion, the survey shows that the property line goes right down the middle of the Macadam Drive. And will you permit the condition that you have to get an easement? And if not, we come back and explain why.
I would say yes.
The answer is yes, fine.
Thank you, John.
I have no other comments, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
I believe Mr. Mizrahi may have a comment.
Yes, a deed restriction is going to be required for this to be maintained as a two-family dwelling. Your application stated this was going to be, you're seeking a non-conforming use for a two-family dwelling. That condition to that will be the removal of the kitchen on the third floor. We'll also condition an inspection to demonstrate that this has been done. I agree with John Chadwick's comment on the cross access easement.
Yeah, there's no problem with the deed restriction and the other conditions.
Great. Anything else, John?
No. Thank you.
Oh. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none. I'm assuming that's your testimony right here. I can take it to the public.
That's the close of testimony. And,
perfect. Let's put it in the public. Anyone in the public portion have any comments or questions about this application? Laura, anything?
Sorry, I forgot I muted. No one, Chairman.
No one. Good. Okay, close the public portion. And I would make a motion to approve this application with Mr. Chadwick's observation and the changes that were made. I say yes to approval. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application for a certificate of nonconformity for two units has been approved. We'll memorialize this at our next meeting and send a copy to you.
Thank you very much.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Okay, item number 19, 25-ZB-05V, Gindo JL Auto Repair.
Good evening, Board Chair and members of the board. David Prasad from Bob Smith and Associates, here for application 25-ZB-05. The property is located at 1300 West 7th Street, block 124, lot 3.01 in the GB zone. This is a continuation hearing from the April 24, 2025 board hearing, where the board graciously allowed us to adjourn to work with the township's professionals and come up with a site improvement plan where we can make the site more functional and more appealing to the neighborhood. Since that last hearing, we've made major site improvements, and we submitted a new plot plan to the town for review, which demonstrates a bunch of changes to the site, including removing streets, removing entrances from one street, adding landscaping, and so forth. There are a number of variances that we are requesting for the site, but for the sake of brevity, I won't list all of them.
Thank you.
We do have them from the last hearing. Just to refresh the board's memory, though, this is a site that was a gas station automotive service station since 1947. And sometime in the past, this gas station was removed. So now it is just an automotive service station. And that is essentially what the applicant is seeking here tonight, a variance to continue the use of the automotive service station. Tonight, I have the applicant to my right and the applicant's translator and friend to my left. I also have our engineer who did the new plot plan, and I have the planner. I believe the planner's testimony was concluded at the last hearing, and I do have the engineer that can testify to the changes that were done to the plan, if it will appeal to the board.
I don't know if that's even necessary, quite honestly. I'd like to have Jonathan jump in with his new observations with the site impact.
Yeah, I'll agree with David's comments. It's extensive updates. I think if we're able to get a developer's agreement for phasing of some of these improvements that we're asking for, we would be happy to see all of the items on the staff memorandum addressed. 2 points to make: the item number 6 on the report for the number of vehicles that can be parked on the property at any given time. We will not allow more than 5 vehicles. We want to be very firm about that. And lastly, item number 9, the easements, if approved, these easements need to be recorded within 3 weeks of the resolution being memorialized.
Mr. Prasad, is that in agreement?
We can agree to both of those conditions, yes.
Okay, great. We can move on from there. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments?
Just a comment quick, Mr. Please, Chairman. The report that I made for the last meeting, all of the recommendations that I had made have been complied with.
Awesome. Thank you, Chad. John, I appreciate it. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I second it.
Okay, call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you. Application, members of the board. We will memorialize it at our next meeting, but get those easements taken care of by the time we do that resolution so that you don't have a problem.
Absolutely, will do. Thank you again.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay, let's move on to item.
Good night. Thank you.
Adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of June 26, 2025.
First resolution, Finco Property Holdings, LLC, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Origio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Second, Haroon Mirza, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Origio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next, Amitava Roy, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Origio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next, Manish Patel, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Origio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next, Parkway Plastics, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Origio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Finally, Mary Jo Barnaski, this was a resolution of dismissal for lack of prosecution. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Origio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have for this evening.
Mr. Keneally, excuse me, Michael Cruz, that was from the June 12th meeting.
Okay, we have Michael Cruz.
25 ZB 27.
I do not have the voting record on that one. So if you were not present, I'm going to call your name. If you were not present, just abstain, please. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Origio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions that I have for this evening.
Thank you. Item number 23, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of June 26, 2025. All in favor, say aye.
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 Item number 24, adjournment. All in favor, say aye.
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 Have a great night, people. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
See you August 14th.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody. Good night.
Have a good night.